Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Adi Bolaños in San Francisco. About 48,000 union-backed employees of the University of California remain on strike this morning. At UC Merced, the system's newest campus, employees are calling on the UC regents to raise wages so they can afford housing. KVPR's Esther Quintanilla reports.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We won't take this anymore!
Merced County is one of the most inexpensive places to live in the state. But with inflation and the rising cost of rent, the financial burden for student employees is too much to bear.
It used to be very cheap to be able to rent apartments here, and now it's not that way anymore.
That's Albert Benedetto. He's a graduate student studying physics and makes just over $38,000 a year as a teaching assistant. He and the union are demanding salary increases up to $54,000 a year for academic student employees, $70,000 for postdoctorate students, and $33 an hour for undergraduate employees. Irie Pipersburg makes nearly $18 an hour as a writing tutor. Even though she gets paid higher than the minimum wage, she says it's just not enough to make ends meet.
That I can only imagine what it's like to be in a Berkeley or to be at an LA or to be at a Santa Barbara where they're really feeling it.
Negotiations between the union and the university have been ongoing since last year. The UC has made counteroffers saying it's, quote, responsive to union priorities. For the California Report, I'm Esther Quintanilla in Merced.
More than 100 miles north, reporter Jean Zamora introduces us to one of the strikers at UC Berkeley.
It's being called the biggest academic strike in the history of American higher education and the largest work stoppage in the U.S. this year. Strikers, represented by the United Auto Workers, are disrupting businesses on UC campuses at a pivotal time in the semester. Isaac Krohn is a PhD candidate that studies reptiles.
Right now, as a graduate student researcher, I'm working on publishing several papers with my lab, some of my own research, and just trying to actually do the work to get the PhD, which I haven't been able to do because I've had to teach every semester to get money.
He says that he can't afford to rent an apartment of his own with his salary. He makes about $24,000 a year in a city where, according to Zillow, the average rent is nearly $3,000 a month. So Krohn rents a room, kind of.
I pay like a little over $800 a month, but I also I have to set up a room because I live in a front room with no door on it. I had to set up a wall for that, and I've been living there for 4 years because if I move anyplace else, my rent will be half of my income.
The strikers have a long list of demands, including transit reimbursement and childcare payments. But Krohn says higher wages tops the list for just about everyone he's picketing with. The strike is open-ended, so the negotiating and striking could go on for days, maybe even weeks.
Out here, everyone out here is prepared to last one day longer than the university can last.
For its part, the UC system put out a statement that it's committed to continuing negotiations, and that it recognizes the important contributions of its academic workers, like Krohn. For the California Report, I'm Jean Zamora in Berkeley.
UC faculty are not the only workers carrying picket signs today. Fast food workers are demonstrating across California as well. They are trying to call attention to the restaurant industry's attempt to block AB 257, also known as the Fast Recovery Act, which Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law on Labor Day. The law gives fast food workers a place on a newly formed 10-person committee made up of workers, franchise owners, lawmakers, and other stakeholders who will decide wages and working conditions. Angelica Hernandez has worked at McDonald's restaurants for 18 years to help support her family and plans to protest today.
Por eso yo por la AB257 he hecho de todo. He salido a huelga, he hecho complaint, he quedado a dormir afuera del Capitolio.
She says this is why she's done all she can to get AB257 passed. She's gone on strike, filed complaints, even slept outside of the Capitol steps and left her family for days to fight for this law. Almost as soon as AB 257 was signed in September, opponents filed paperwork to put a referendum on the ballot that would prevent the landmark law from being implemented. To qualify as a measure on the 2024 statewide ballot, referendum organizers must collect over 620,000 signatures, and they have to do it by December 4th. If they succeed, AB 257 will be paused until that election, and it will be business as usual for fast food restaurants and coffee chains, and for workers like Hernandez. Turning to immigration, change is coming to the U.S.-Mexico border in our region. Starting today, Mexican immigration officers on that side of the border of San Ysidro will check U.S.-bound travelers' documents. While the move could help speed up crossings, it may impact those seeking asylum. KCRW's Kaylee Wells has the details.
The idea is to filter out travelers lacking necessary documents before they cross into the United States. That's traditionally been handled by U.S. border officials, but Mexico hopes that if it starts shouldering some of that work, then the U.S. can redirect staff members to other travel lanes, allowing Mexican commuters to cross more quickly. Immigration and human rights advocates are concerned over what the temporary change in policy could mean for asylum seekers who may get stopped by the extra checks. Mexican officials say anyone who doesn't have the proper documents will get processed at a Mexican immigration station, and asylum seekers typically need to make it onto U.S. soil to request protection. For now, the change at the border is a pilot program, slated to expire January 15th. For the California Report, I'm Kaylee Wells in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, November 15th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, investing in California's underserved youth. Stanford Healthcare, alerting listeners to the critical blood shortage in the area. Now is the time to donate blood and make a difference. StanfordBloodCenter.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Ocean Institute, coming this fall, the launch of research vessel Falkor 2, advancing the frontiers of ocean science and exploration, on the web at schmidtocean.org.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.